I lead a double life. Some of my time is spent using the doctorate I earned, evaluating the mental health of injured, neglected, or traumatized children, making recommendations about parental custody, providing short-term treatment. My own childhood was often nightmarish, and I like to think I'm making a difference. I keep my fees reasonable and bills get paid. Then there's the other stuff, initiated by my best friend, an LAPD homicide lieutenant. Once in a while, my name leaks into a news story. Mostly, I keep out of public view. I doubt any of the families I see are aware of the murders I work on. They've never commented on it, and I think they would if they knew. What began on a Monday morning in early June seemed to have nothing to do with either half of my life. Go no. The answering service operator was a new hire named James, with a shaky voice and a way of turning statements into questions.
Dr. Delaware? I've got someone on the line, a Ms. Mars?
Don't know her. Is it urgent?
I don't know, Dr. Delaware. She does sound kind of weak.
Put her on. A faint voice, as dry as leaf dust, said,
Good morning, Doctor. This is Thalia Mars.
What can I do for you, Ms. Mars?
My guess is you don't do house calls, but I'll supplement your fee if you see me at my home.
I'm a child psychologist.
Oh, I know that, Dr. Delaware. I'm well aware of the wonderful work you did at Western Pediatric Medical Center. I'm a great fan of the hospital. Ask Dr. Eagle.
Reuben Eagle worked with Western Ped's poorest patients as head of outpatient services and was routinely ignored by hospital fundraisers because the day-to-day maladies of the uninsured couldn't compete for headlines with heart surgery, kidney transplants, and whiz-bang cellular research. Dr. Eagle referred you to me?
Oh, no, doctor. I referred myself.
Ms. Mars, I'm not clear about what you want.
How could you be? I'd explain over the phone, but that would take up too much of your valuable time. Once we get together, my check will include whatever charge you decide is appropriate for this call.
It's not a matter of billing, Ms. Mars. If you could give me a basic explanation about what you need.
Of course. Your work suggests you're an analytic and compassionate man, and I could use both. I'm not a nut, Dr. Delaware, and you won't need to travel far. I'm at the Aventura Hotel on Sunset, a short drive from you.
You're visiting L.A.?
I live at the Aventura. That's a bit of a tale in itself. Would an initial retainer of, say, $5,000 set your mind at ease?
$5,000 is far too much, and there's no need for a retainer.
Don't you take retainers when you work for the courts?
Sounds as if you've researched me, Ms. Mars.
I try to be thorough, Doctor, but I promise you there's nothing ominous at play. The hotel's a semi-public place, and the front desk knows me well. Is there any way you could meet me today, say at 3 p.m.? There is an issue of time. I don't have much of it.
You're ill.
Never felt better,
said Thalia Mars.
However, on my next birthday, I will be 100.
I see. All right.
Fabulous. The front desk will direct you.
I spent the rest of the morning writing reports, broke at 1 p.m., slapped together a couple of turkey sandwiches and brewed iced tea, brought a tray out to the garden. Pausing by the pond, I tossed pellets to the koi, continued to Robin's studio. Two projects occupied her workbench, a gorgeous 200-year-old Italian mandolin restored for the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and an electric contraption that resembled a giant garden slug. Robin, hair kerchiefed, wearing a black tee and overalls, said, "Ah, lunch. You're a mind reader." Blanche, our little blonde French bulldog, rose from her basket, waddled over, and rubbed her head on my ankle. I put the sandwiches on a table and fetched her a stick of jerky from the treat bag. "How's your day going?" "Finished some reports and heading out in a couple." Milo beckoned. "I'm going to see a woman who claims to be nearly 100 and wants to talk."
"So why would a 100-year-old chick call you?"
She didn't go into details.
"But you agreed to do a house call?"
"She's one of Reuben Eagle's donors." She took a bite of sandwich.
100 years old, huh? Imagine the things she's seen.